Senator, the budget bill just passed. Can you tell me a little bit about that and why you voted the way you voted?
What budget? All we did today was pass a $32 billion spending plan without any identification of where the money's going to come from. How can that be a budget? Budget's got two parts, income and expenses. Expenses alone are not a budget.
The spending package that was introduced today and that was passed today, did that have any components in it that you were happy with, or what would you like to see changed?
So I think the spending components had some positives. Additional money for the schools is important. Additional money for pre-K, important. But there's some fundamental features of turning the state around that we missed. Number one, raising the minimum wage from $7.25 an hour. That poverty pay is not a basis for turning the state around. It creates a low-wage economy that's not going to work. So that was one of the core challenges I had. The other is going to be on how are we going to pay for this? What I've heard is gambling. Gambling means those folks who don't have the money already end up paying for the obligations that we all have for operating a state. That's a mistake. Shell tax is a place where we could get some revenue. I understand that's off the table. Instead, borrowing is on the table. These are mistakes that I think will send the state in the wrong direction. It's a direction, unfortunately, we've been going in for some time. I do appreciate all that people have done to get us to the point where at least we have some ability to pay for the standard government services, but we should not pay for these services on the backs of low-income wage earners and now gamblers.